This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Area Diesel Service of Carlinville, M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Jersey County Grain Company in Jerseyville and Hardin. And now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
As the farming workforce gets older, passing the farm to the next generation can be a challenge. The Family Farms Group, based out of Brighton, Illinois, has made it their mission to try to help farms stay in the family. I spoke with Harold Birch of the Family Farms Group to learn more.
Family Farms Group, we're a group of producers from all across North America that we have put together and brought together with single purpose of keeping families on the farm. So with that, then, we work with them to help their profitability, reduce the risk, and improve the value of their operation, and then help them with legacy of transition from one generation to the next.
And that has become increasingly more difficult over the years, especially with getting the farm transition to the next generation. I know a lot of my friends who are trying to take over their family farms are struggling with how to do that, especially with such high inheritance tax impositions. So what are some pieces of advice that you try to give out to people who are trying to take over their family farm?
Right. As you look at that, it is very difficult. I agree. It is a tough challenge with the capital requirements, some of the tax implications, and, you know, his dad is still there. He's got to get income and return on his investments as well, so he can live while the son or the daughter is coming back in trying to make a living as well. So having enough volume of size is a critical issue. So we help with them say, okay, how much volume of acres do you need for your profitability, for the family living? How going to transition those assets? We have an attorney on staff that helps with the organization structure and design, because sole proprietorships are not a really very good structure. So having that structure in place to help is a very good place to start, as well as how many dollars and how much volume.
So you guys are based out of Brighton, Illinois. So what are primarily the areas of farmers that you're helping? Is it mainly Midwest Illinois, or do you reach everywhere?
We reach out. As you can see on our map here, we have several states. We're in about 15 states, three provinces in Canada, but it is concentrated mostly in the Midwest.
And does it vary from state to state, the advice you give on how to make sure families stay on the farms?
Not from a financial or business management practice standpoint, but there are some regulatory issues that vary, especially on environmental. We do promote environmental certification. We do have an environmental certification process that our farmers go through to make sure that they are proving to the communities that they are being good stewards, because farmers are good stewards, but sometimes they have to prove it, and that's what the certification process helps to do.
All right, so if farmers want to get in touch with you guys for advice on how to keep their farm and their families, how do they do that?
They can reach us on the web at www.familyfarmsgroup.com, and there'll be more information there, contact information, and they can call our office and we can provide more information as well.
So why do you think that it's important to help these families stay on the farm and keep it in the family?
Well, the United States is built on agriculture. And we, as we look at what's happening in agriculture, look at the USDA statistics, families are leaving the farm. We want to keep every family that is possible on the farm. Now, obviously, we know we can't keep every family on the farm. But as we work with them, how can we keep the equity in the families? Like the pork industry, for example, has kind of went away from that. There's only 191 producers in the United States producing about 63% of the pork. So how can we not let that happen to row crop agriculture? Well, we have to give them more skill sets so they can compete with the other large organizations out there.
Some people might argue with you that over 90% of the farms in the United States and in Illinois are family owned. So why do we need this organization when clearly a majority of the farms are still in the family?
That's a good point. But if you look at what has happened in other industries, like not other industries, but other segments of the industry, that is not the case anymore. And so our concern is letting that happen to row crop. We don't want that to happen. And you're right. But if you look at the size of those 90%, only 5,541 produce about 25%. And that is growing. So the concentration is getting more on the larger operations that could be corporate owned. Now, our families are larger in some instances, but they're still family owned, multiple generations, multiple family members working together. So it's an interesting plight, but if we want to keep competitive and stay in the marketplace, they're going to have to improve their skill sets, we believe.
Again, that was Harold Birch with the Family Farms Group. Stay tuned after the break, where we'll hear more from Harold Birch.
Thousands of farmers every year depend on federal crop insurance to help protect their income from unavoidable loss. And many of those farmers depend on country financial agent Wayne Schaefer to help sort through all the programs available and find the best one to meet their needs. Remember, you can depend on country for all your farm insurance needs. So from the time you put it in the planter till the time it comes out of the ground, you've got coverage from Wayne Schaefer, your country agent in Jerseyville, an equal opportunity provider. Give us a call at 498-5800.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Some people can't get enough of the holiday season, which is why farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy came out with special holiday milks, now available at your local grocer. Try chocolate cherry, chocolate mint, or candy cane milks. For a quick taste of the season, grab a quart. Holiday milks in chocolate cherry, chocolate milk, and candy cane flavors, now available at your local grocer. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
The Family Farm Group has made it their goal to help the family farmer. As we all know, farms come in all shapes and sizes, which begs the question, who is easier to help out, the small farmer or a larger scale farmer? I spoke with Harold Birch for more.
Well, as you look at taking over the farm to have a full-time substance, if you're going to be full-time on the farm, not have an off-farm job to subsidize it, which is not a bad way to go. There's a lot of people to do that. But if you want to be full-time farming, it takes about 2,500 to 3,000 acres to be full-time on the farm and have your substance family living all from the farm. And so as you look at that growing bigger and bigger, depends on how many families you have. You know, one of the things they say, well, they've got these big, large farms. Well, most of them, if you really peel it back, it's five or six families of the all working together under one entity. When you break it down, they're really not that large. And so that's a little misnomer we have out there in agriculture today.
Now, do you recommend incorporating farms, or do you try to stay away from the incorporating title?
We believe there needs to be a business structure. Now, whether that's a corporate structure, an LLC, a partnership, depends on the family and what their goals and objectives are. Also, depends on how they're applying the government regulations to their business. So some of our families are corporations, some of them are partnerships, some are LLCs, some of them are still sole proprietorships. But the sole proprietorship doesn't lend itself well to transition between generations. The tax implications are not very good, and the equity side of that's not very good. So some type of entity structure is good for the family.
Do you ever run into the problem where a family has land in one part of a state and then in another part of the state, and they don't know what to do if they're trying to keep both parts?
Well, or maybe even different states.
Yeah.
And we have that as well. And so having management in place to manage those different locations are very critical. and having control systems are also very critical. As the farm gets larger, more spread out, you have more people involved, your controls have to be much tighter. So we have process and procedures we work with the farms with to help get those in place, along with technology to support that, so they can see it real time from their office. That's real important.
Well, that would be handy. What kind of technology is that?
We have web-based control systems on inventory controls that we work with that is distributed out to the public even through Conservis Corporation. They have a software on inventory controls we've helped develop that will monitor grain going from the combine to the grain cart to the semi to the warehouse, storage, elevator, track that all the way through and reconcile clear to the settlement statement. So that way they don't lose any grain going through that process.
And maybe with these drones that are becoming used in agriculture, someone will be able to have their own drone and fly it over their farm and take pictures when they need to.
And we do have a couple operations that are experimenting with that today.
Wow. Well, good luck with helping these families stay on the farm and with embracing new technology like the drones in the future.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was Harold Birch with the Family Farms Group. And now for the season, we have a Christmas poem by Mark Oppold.
I wrote this poem for a radio show I was recording for Christmas over 20 years ago. I simply call this poem Christmas on the Farm. Christmas on the Farm. The chores are almost done. The chores aren't as hard today. In fact, they're almost fun. The barn windows are frosted over, but the heat lamps are on inside. The last sow farrowed late last night. Thank God she's still alive. The round bales are covered. It's difficult to see them. I'll dig one out tomorrow. Today, I'm in the season. Here comes my neighbor on his old John Deere. He's returning my wagon he's had almost a year. He's worked hard to keep two farms afloat. He's one of those farmers who never loses hope. I can see his stock cows out by the pond. They seem to know there's something special going on. In fact, all the animals are acting different in a way. Do you suppose they know it's Jesus' birthday today? It suddenly seems so quiet as I look around the yard. For Mother Nature on Christmas Day, it's really not that hard. Well, I better get inside. It's starting to get cold. But these moments on the farm, I give my heart to hold. A farm is where it started, in a stable long ago. Christmas on the Farm. How I love it so.
That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.